Okay, so in my current boredom state, I messed around with a few iPod apps. Now, I'm not really the app guy. There are some apps that I mess with. Mostly, I use my iPod Touch for Twitter and Facebook pretty primarily. I do have a lot of apps. Like, I'll pretty much buy anything for $1, but most of that stuff just sits there for months at a time before I actually mess with it. But you know, I just sat down, I was bored. So I decided to mess around with a few. I did try the free version of the NBA Live app, and I must say, it really does a very good job of recreating the NBA Live experience on the iPod. I mean, I don't really like games with that uses the on-screen directional pad or thumbstick or whatever, however you want to call it. But that game actually, it I mean it for what it was, it really worked. I had a little bit of fun with the demo, but in the end, it wasn't something I was gonna buy, so I just deleted the damn demo. It just didn't make any difference to me. Also, a while ago, there was a sale, and there was this game called Blades that was on sale for $1. So, you know, of course, it was on sale for $1, so I bought it. So Blades is a fighting game very similar to Soul Calibur, and once I actually tried it, you know, like I think I bought it like 2 months ago. Once I actually tried it was fucking awesome. It's very much like having Soul Calibur in your fingertips. I mean, it's another one of those where it has an on-screen touch or whatever like that. It has two control modes. I did the normal one that had the directional pad on the screen and it had the buttons on the screen. It does say that there's another way to control it, and I think I'm gonna try that. But other than that, I mean, it's just a very good replica of Soul Calibur or a game like Soul Calibur on the iPod. And I'm really interested in to see if they have any multiplayer and to, you know, try the multiplayer or something with my wife, because that seems like a pretty cool idea. I tried very hard to get into Voice Band. Voice Band is this really fucking awesome application to whereas you kind of make layers of a song, and when you pick the instruments, instead of like playing keys or anything like that, you sing into your microphone or in your iPod, and it interprets your singing as whatever the instrument is. So if you were singing, I mean, whatever you sing, the notes that you're hitting while you're singing, and it works pretty well, with the exception of the drums. For some reason, I could not get the fucking drums to work, and that bothered the shit out of me. I'm gonna try it again. Probably look over that YouTube video again to see how he did it and how well that actually works. Now I'm probably going to go ahead and buy IMT Pain just to mess around with, but it probably won't be something, you know, it probably won't be nothing other than just to mess around with like that. I bought this app called I Am Sam Jackson, which is basically a Sam Jackson soundboard. There is a clean and an explicit version, but I have no idea why you would want a clean version. It just has a whole bunch of Sam Jackson clips of just Sam Jackson saying shit. It's really cool, with the exception that there is no Pulp Fiction quotes in the fucking thing, and that's really what I was looking for. Some of that Pulp Fiction stuff is funny as fuck to me, and I would have loved to be able to hook my iPod up to a mic or something like that, and you know, actually record a podcast with you know, some of those quotes, to do a real podcast with some of those quotes. And then I've been reading a couple of comic books. Most of them not really nothing to write home about, but I did read this one called iRobot. Part one and part two were free. I think I'm going to get into it a little bit more. I did buy a few more. I did buy a couple. I wanted to, for a long time, I wanted to try Star Wars Legacy, which takes place after the movies. So I'm probably gonna get into that. Oh shit, I'm out of time. Oh, fuck it. Holla at your boy. Bye.